in many stories about how, especially by on the journey he learned, he was always able to get something to the side. He was always trying to find something. He was always trying to find some way to make an opening. And there were many stories about, he was a Jew that he was upset because he didn't have, his master was missing with the big letters and the Bidditchfield. Shemaim, that is true, and all different stories that we have. But there was one in particular that I was this said that night, and I was thinking about, you know, it has a lot to do with the time that we're living in. But there was, it was once I commiserated that everybody wasn't sure, and the Rebbe wasn't sure. He was waiting, it's getting late. And the Rebbe said, like he would sometimes do, he was going around looking for something to find this chus. And there was everybody was unsure, the whole town was unsure. A few blocks from here, that he was walking, he was going. And he heard that there was a crying that was coming from the house. He was crying, and he went over there, and he knocked on the door. There was a young woman. A young woman. The head covered. And the Bidditchah was standing there. And she stood up, and the Bidditchah, she was crying. The Bidditchah asked the way. Why aren't you in shul? What's the matter? Everybody's in shul. Why are you here by yourself? Why? What's wrong? And she said that she had parents that were well-to-do people, and they were killed by some Cossacks or something. It was her and her brother had to take care of this farm. And they worked for by the parents. They worked for the parents. And they had to work. It was terribly, terribly hard. And there was another little one that they had to take care of, also a baby, the parents left. And she said that the parents had a son. And the son was attracted to her. She was obviously a very beautiful young woman. And the parents' son was attracted to her. And was going after her. And she said, I tried so hard, Rebbe. I was always pushing him away. And I tried so hard, and I knew that if he would get angry at me, then my brother and I and the baby, we would have to leave, and we wouldn't have anything to eat. And I didn't know what to do. He kept on coming after me, and one time he came after me, and he swore to me that he doesn't want to do anything. He's going to leave me alone. He promised me he'll never bother me again. She said, but I had very beautiful, beautiful long blonde hair. And he said, I promise you that if you just let me touch your hair, just a touch your hair, I promise you that I'll never bother you again. And she starts to sob, and she says to the Bidditch, I lean forward and I let him touch my hair. She said that I told my brother that we have to leave, we can't stay anymore. I'm so disgusting. They did such a thing that I let this mushless, this guy touch my hair. And the Bidditch said to her, wasn't your fault? And she says, it was my fault. And she was sobbing. he said, what about getting married? Did you ever? She said, how could I get married? I would never let any Jew, how could any Jew have a married person like me? It's such a disgusting thing. I couldn't ever get married. But you're wearing your own tefillin. Your head is covered. So she said, because I shaved off my hair. I shaved off all of that hair that was defiled by the Russia. I shaved off all of the hair. I don't have a hair on my head. So the Bidichava said, you wouldn't happen to have that hair, would you? She says, why? He said, ever since it's tell me, do you have the hair? So she says, I have the hair, and she goes to the back somewhere. She brings out a clump of this, it's older, this hair. And it says in the Svara, the Vitra says, it wasn't your fault, and she was forgiving you, and he gave a big brocha. He says, but I need to take this hair someplace. And he went to the back of the shul, he put the hair and the beam on his neck, what the people thought. It was like an hour later, come later, and he's walking out with some blonde hair in his hand. He plops it onto the beam. And he says, I'm going to show you what you say about this. What do you say about this? He put his head down for a long time. And then he gave a big bang. Okay, it's sacred religion. I was thinking how each and every one of us try the sacrifices that person makes, wherever we look at ourselves. I'm sure I'm only speaking about myself to see ourselves not being so beautiful as being ugly, God forbid, in Hashem's eyes, because the things that we've done are not so good. We want to be better, and it's hard. We try again and try again. And the Bidichava was taking in his hand that hair, which was the Mesiris Nefesh of a Jewish woman. But she gave her life away because she couldn't look at herself anymore. And the Bidichava said, it's not true. It's not true that you're so beautiful. You have no idea how beautiful you are. This hair is the biggest legal schuss that's going to save the whole Jewish people. I mean, there's nobody that ever lived. It could be, I'm not a maven to say, but there's nobody that ever lived, that ever lived, that was able to see such good in everybody, to see, to have rachmanis, and to know what a person goes through. So, in our generation, particularly now, we have to ask the Rebbe, should be better in our generation, every single day, the kids that are leaving yeshiva, that want to be in yeshiva, their marriages that are breaking up every day, husbands and wives, the kids, stay with each other. And the Rebbe always so good in everybody, and if only he would be able to give some of his eyes, if he'd be able to let us see things a little bit the way that he saw people, the way that he saw those holy in that girl, and the sacrifices that she makes, and we should see what's holy in each other, we should see what's holy in ourselves. And we shouldn't fight anymore, we should have shown with each other, we should have shown with one even. That he's still in this place. Well, we remember later on that Hashem made his soul. Remember by that reason, the Mishnah took Tzadik, and we left part of them here, but he took the other part there to sell. Hashem's Moshe helped him. He should be to see that tall person, the crazy. I was talking about in the most of that story. A tall person, the crazy, looked at that. He was on fire with Hashem's soul. We should have told it back together with them. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.